Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Sending BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some Yoongi's fucking selfie in a robe with bare face and a towel on his head is fucking iconic.
Yes. Or holy shit, Jungkook released a 16-minute GCF and oh my god, my heart might burst.
Then you're in the right place. And oh my god, yes, I'm so glad you're talking about this GCF. Like, literally amazing.
I know, like, 16 minutes. I think everyone was thrown off by that.
At first I was like, oh my god, a new GCF. And then, like, when I clicked on the video and I saw it was 16 minutes, I was like, oh my god, Jungkook just took it to a whole new level with what he's doing with these. I really enjoyed watching, like, all of, like, how much work Jungkook put into it. Like, the camera angles, the shots that he got, like him going into a room or him doing various tasks, like the amount of work and just like ahead of time planning that he had to do. And I really enjoyed it. Like,
yeah, he had to like put the camera in the room before he walked into the room, or he had to put the camera in the closet before he opened up the closet. So I thought that was really neat. Mm-hmm. Very talented. God, just golden maknae.
Yeah. It was really well put together. It was really enjoyable to watch. Like, anyways, that was awesome.
Okay, so we have some life updates. It's kind of been a crazy week, but we have some stories for you all. It's been a while since we've kind of told you about what's going on in our lives. So, Kayla, why don't you share your news?
So, a week ago, I bought a car. I've now been driving it for 8 days. I love it. I'm really excited about it. And I feel really blessed to, like, have a great job and, like, be somewhere in my life where I can buy a car, a thing that I really needed, like, because my other car was breaking down every other week. I was constantly anxious and stressed out driving in it, and I had to drive to and from school in it every day. And, like, oh my gosh, it was just like awful. But it broke down for an entire week, and my dad drove like to and from St. Louis and Kansas City like four times in a week to help me fix it.
Oh, no.
And then like literally 2 weeks later, the engine started making this noise one Sunday evening that sounded like Predator from the movie Alien versus Predator.
And not good.
Jordan was like, it's not. And he was like, you're driving my car to work. Like, you're not taking your car. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to take my car. So, yeah, we were just like, we have put so much time and effort and money into keeping this car going.
Just get a new car. Yeah.
Why? It's, yeah. So anyways, it happened and I'm happy about it. And in my car, I drove to St. Louis this past weekend to go to Bethany's bachelorette party.
Yes, which was super perfect and fabulous. And it was just so pretty and well decorated. It was just like the best. I'll never forget it. But it was at this huge Airbnb, and there was at least five bedrooms in this place. Like, it had a massive living room, and it was pretty much like two living rooms combined. There was a kitchen, a whole other room with like hardwood floors, and there was like a picture booth set up. It was just super cute and super perfect. So I just want to thank all of my bridesmaids, including Kayla, who's one of them, for putting it all together. And then a special shout out to Amber and Sarah, who actually listened to this podcast.
Yes.
They did all of the games, and they did some cute gifts and decorations. And it was just the best bachelorette party I could have ever asked for.
Yes. Super special shout out to Amber and Sarah, because they did like so much. Like, and it turned out amazing. It was so awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then it was Kayla's idea to order Chinese food. And then she also made this really cute penis cake. Can I call a penis cake cute?
No, yeah, it was like,
it was so legit. Honestly, like, it looked like a real penis, but she put like pubic hairs on it. It was like cream filled.
Before I put the pubes on it, it did look really cute. And that's why I decided to put them on. At first, I just did like five. I was like, I could remove these if it looks like really gross. Mm-hmm. But it kind of just like made it just not cute and like not too cute for a bachelorette party, because, you know, we knew.
So anyways, lastly, just one thing I want to say that's actually BTS related is one of the games was pin the penis on Taeyang. And guys, they printed out this huge picture of Taeyang and framed it, which, why have I never done this before? I don't know. But he's in these really tight leather pants, and it's from that performance of I Need You, where they're in that diagonal line, that part when they're in the diagonal line, and Taeyang steps forward, and he pelvic thrust while pointing down at his dick. I'm like, yes, this is the most perfect picture ever. And honestly, it was the best. And so I just made every single person at that party look closely at his crotch. And I just was like, look, do you see this?
You did. And we did.
The bulge. It's so defined.
It's so amazing because, like, Amber and Sarah, like, they had to go somewhere to have that printed.
Yeah, they had to get it, like, printed at Walgreens or something.
Mm-hmm. And they also had a picture of, like, you and Corey from, like, an engagement photo. So, like, they had to have the engagement photo printed. And then, like, they were also there to have a big photo of a sexy man with, like, a giant bulge printed.
In tight leather pants. Like,
simultaneously doing these things. It's just amazing that they did this.
Way too funny.
But we do have some kind of like sad news to tell you guys. It's for happy reasons. It's for amazing things are happening in our lives, but it's sad because it's going to take us away from the podcast for a few weeks.
Just a couple weeks. So October 13th is my wedding, which is also Jimin's birthday. So don't worry, we'll be taking shots for Jimin. But my honeymoon is shortly after that. So my honeymoon is from October 17th to the 30th, which will be in Hawaii. So that means that we won't be posting an episode on the 25th or the 1st of November.
We will miss you guys so much, but with our schedules right now, it's just not really possible for us to pre-record episodes. I feel like I'm barely keeping up with teacher duties, and Bethany is experiencing one of the top three most stressful things in life, which is a wedding. And that is only third to a death and a birth. So, like,
oh, goodness.
It's stressful. It's stressful.
That statistic makes me even more stressed out, but okay.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. But yeah, and so we really appreciate you guys being super understanding of this. We will be posting next week, the 11th, and then we'll also be posting on the 18th after my wedding, because I won't have left yet for my honeymoon.
Right. But we will return on November 8th, eager and refreshed and excited to talk to you guys.
Yes, of course. Sorry we couldn't pre-record, but real quickly, let's say why this episode is late.
Bethany.
It's all me. It's my fault. Okay, so this week is my week of editing, and I kind of procrastinated on editing this episode. It was going to be up on Thursday originally, and I procrastinated till Thursday morning because I didn't have to work. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll just wake up at like 6 a.m. normal time that I usually get up, and I'll just edit. And I'll be up by like later morning, maybe early afternoon. Sure. Well, when I go to edit it, I realize that my track is like terrible. It's like terrible. And all you can hear is really the background, like the background behind me. You can't really hear me at all. I'm like, what the hell? Which before we recorded, I kind of knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what it was. So I text Kayla in a complete frenzy this morning. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, you can kind of hear me, but it's also like really bad. So
I mean, I was like, look, if you can't do anything about it, we need to re-record. Like, I do not mind re-recording, and you were like, we should definitely re-record because we like doing this, and when we put out an episode, we're proud of it. Yeah. So we want it to sound good and not sound like you're in a like a echoey
it was so bad, guys,
open room, like where all your words blend together. Yeah. And it, like,
yeah. So what ended up being the problem was my microphone.
This is so stupid.
My microphone wasn't facing me. It was facing away from me. So it was picking up everything in the room around me except for my voice. I mean, you could kind of hear it, but it was just like coming from behind. It wasn't coming from straight on.
Yep.
But like, wow, so stupid. So stupid.
Okay, but, you know, like, this is kind of on Corey.
This is on Corey. So, Corey, my fiancé, this is actually his microphone. And so he comes in here, and he's a musician, so he records music and stuff. But I called him because I was like, I can't figure out what's wrong. Why is my track all messed up? Like, I've looked at the gain. I've looked at everything. And he's like, oh, check to see if the microphone, which way it's facing. And I looked at it, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, why is it facing the wrong way? And he's like, oh, I must have picked it up and put it back facing the wrong direction. I was like, what the hell? Like, you know he's done this before. He apologized and everything, so I'm blaming Corey for this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My mic facing the complete opposite way of my mouth. Amazing. Anyways.
So that's why we're late on posting this, but thank you guys for waiting and being patient.
Yes, thank you for being patient. So let's get into this episode, because this is an exciting episode. It's a brand new series, our third series of this podcast.
Girl. But I'm so excited for this series because, I didn't know if we wanted to make it a series or whatever, but I've just always thought it'd be fun to, like, talk about run episodes and, like, just start with, like, some of our favorites or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we're doing, and it's called Run Replay.
Yes. And so we get to pick one of our favorite run episodes. We love all of them, but today we're picking one of our top favorites. And that's it. Yeah, yeah. Exciting. So I'm going to go first.
Yes. Yes.
So the episode I chose was episode 29. And this is the episode where they all become each other's stylist and they dress each other up in their outfits.
This is like one of the best episodes for sure.
I really think it is. Mm-hmm.
The premise of this episode is so... It can either be really fucking funny, it can be really serious, like we already at the beginning of the episode know we're gonna get like some fantastic outfits.
Yeah.
And the fact that like they're randomly gonna be dressed up in them mm-hmm. makes it amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not really big on fashion, but BTS fashion is just mesmerizing to me and they all look so hot. So seeing them dress each other is just to die for. I love it. So the premise of this episode, on September 30th of last year, of 2017, they were all eating at a restaurant, except Jin, because I think he was sick or something. But BTS, they promised that if one of their songs hit Billboard Hot 100, they would do an ARMY-requested run episode. And what ARMY requested was that they become each other's stylist. So, thankfully... This episode was done right after DNA had made it onto Billboard's Hot 100 hits.
Dude, I never knew that was a thing, that this was a voted episode, because this is, like, amazing. Like, ARMY, you uh-huh. voted a good one.
Yeah, that ARMY came up with this
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, that's so cute. Mm-hmm.
So, at the very beginning of the episode, they're kind of, like, all talking in the dorm, and then they spread out and they go to their own individual rooms. So this is the part where they start arranging their outfits. So they don't know who's going to wear what yet. Like, they're just picking out an outfit. And Namjoon, he says that he wants to test out a style that he's never tried before, but that he's always wanted to. So when he's looking through his room, which, by the way, his room is just slightly disorganized. Like, his clothes are kind of half folded, half not, but they're also kind of like... just tossed into these cubbies. It's just really cute because you can tell he's like just a little sloppy, but not really.
Seems like Namjoon.
Yeah. But he ends up choosing this crazy bulky, I mean bulky white sweater. And it has these grayish blue kind of prints on them. Mm-hmm. And he pairs it. Why? I don't know. He pairs it with this ivy cap that has different types of jean patches on them.
Amazing.
And then he says he secretly hopes that he gets to dress Yoongi or Jimin because they always complain that they're small. And he just, I guess, guesses that this humongous sweater is going to make them look better and I guess feel better about themselves. But I just thought that was cute. So Jin, right at the beginning of the episode, he said he's thinking he's going to do an entire pink ensemble, which, go figure. And it's so funny because Jungkook immediately says, I hope to avoid Jin. Like, he's like, I don't want to be Jin's partner. So Jin originally pairs a blue dress shirt that he wore to Billboard, which I thought was kind of neat. But he paired mm-hmm. it with these bright red sweatpants that he said the outfit was kind of inspired by the Korean flag. But then he ends up changing it to this pink ensemble because he's afraid that the members were expecting the pink ensemble, even though I'm sure they would have preferred this other outfit he originally chose. But he pairs a pink jacket with a pink coat and pretty much every other article of clothing that involves pink.
Like, I feel like he did it because he knew they were expecting it and not wanting it. So he was just like, mm-hmm. I could go with this decent outfit or I could make them suffer.
Exactly. Of course he's going to make them suffer. It's Jin.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Yoongi, he says that he's going to pick out his favorite pair of pajamas originally. Which I think his outfit might be pajamas. I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. But Yoongi, he looks around through his closet rather quietly, but he asks where all of his clothes have went, and he immediately thinks that people have come in and stolen his clothes. But also, like, the cameraman is showing all of these racks filled with clothes. It's like, Yoongi, you have tons of clothes. What are you talking about?
Even though he has a lot of clothes, he probably wears, like, the same clothes every day.
Yeah, I feel like we're all like that. But we don't end up seeing what he ends up picking, because it just doesn't show what he ends up picking. So J-Hope, he wants to accent his outfit with this pouch that he's wearing at the beginning of the episode, which is this striped fuzzy jerga fabric. And it's real bizarre, but it's very J-Hope. Mm-hmm. And he ends up picking out this white printed shirt that Jimin actually got him as a gift. And he pairs it with a light, kind of like gray suit jacket, but it might also be a button-up dress shirt. And then a black bucket hat, yes. And then light-colored jeans that apparently Namjoon threw out. And then J-Hope was like, why are you throwing these away? And stole them, I guess, out of the trash. But that's his little outfit that he chooses.
Amazing.
Jimin, he says that he's afraid that his clothes won't fit the other members because he's the smallest, which is true. But Jimin being Jimin, he decides to make three outfits.
Of course.
Three outfits. So his reasoning for this is for two different body types and then one specifically for Taeyang. So Taeyang's birthday, I guess, was coming up, and he had already gotten Taeyang's birthday present, which was a tie. And what's real adorable is that when he presents this tie to the camera and to J-Hope, because they're in their room together and J-Hope's there, when he presents the tie, he starts singing the theme song for Pink Panther. Like, he's trying to be sneaky. Like, this is what I got for him. But he doesn't know.
I love it. Oh, my God.
It's really adorable.
You know, Jimin is one of those people, like, he really loves a gesture. Like, he loves to make a gesture. So, like, he thinks he's, like, the fact that he just picked out this specific outfit for Taeyang to, like, present this is just, oh, it's so sweet and amazing.
I know. So he pairs his tie with a white dress shirt and then his smaller frame outfit. So for smaller members, he picked out a vertically striped light pink dress shirt, and then he picked out black overalls for larger framed members. So like Namjoon and Jin.
Great. He's just like so thoughtful.
So thoughtful. I know, right? Like he brought three outfits. And when he presents all three outfits, like all of the members are not even surprised. They're like, of course. He's so like, this is totally Jimin.
Right.
So Taeyang, when he goes into his room, well, before that, he actually says that he's going to dress whatever member in the jacket that he bought for Jin's birthday. So I'm kind of like, the 95s, they're too precious.
Oh my God.
Way too sweet.
So sweet.
They already got other members their birthday presents, and they both wanted to present this gift during this run episode.
Ugh,
so
amazing.
In his room, Taeyang actually puts the jacket on, which is this really kind of heavy material. It's really long. It's black on the outside, but on the inside, it has purple paisley, like silk purple paisley. And it's very Jin, but it's also very Taeyang. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I love that.
He ends up putting the jacket on while he's in his room, and he models it for us in his dorm. And I am so appreciative of this because he looks so hot and sexy, even though he changed into his silk pajamas, which go figure. But
he's just chilling.
Yeah, he just looks so comfortable, but also so sexy and hot. Ugh.
Amazing.
Yeah. But he ends up pairing that jacket with a black turtleneck sweater, like a tight black turtleneck sweater, and a light brown beret. So lastly, Jungkook, he says to all the members that he is going to pick these pants that he apparently bought overseas. So when he goes to his dorm room, he does the cutest little evil chuckle, like a little snicker, when he picks these pants up. And they're green, and they have, like, a tree print on them. They're, like, trees on them. And it's just so funny, the snicker that he does. But the pants are part of an ensemble, which has a tree-printed jacket that he also pairs with it, along with this, like, black crew neck sweater. So now we're going to... This is when they all go to their, like, dance studio. And this is where they end up pairing the members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So first off, all of the outfits are kind of displayed on these racks. And everyone is just dreading being assigned to Jin because the outfit literally makes no sense. Like, it's just over the top. But how they end up deciding who wears who is they individually go up onto this small platform and they have a rose with them in their hand. And they put their back to the other members who are all lined up in a line and they kind of shuffle around in whatever order they desire. And so the member up on the platform doesn't know who's standing where. And then they throw the rose back behind them. And then wherever the rose lands, whoever it is closest to is who ends up wearing that person's outfit. So Yoongi throws first. And his first throw is equally distant between Jimin and J-Hope. So Yoongi has to re-throw it and with just J-Hope and Jimin standing there. And when he goes to throw it, Kayla,
mm-hmm.
Yoonmin.
This is, like, the best part.
I know. Hia is about to throw it, and as he throws it, he shouts, "Go to Jimin." Like, he just shouts, "Go to Jimin." And the rose falls right in front of Jimin. And then Jin says, "Didn't that sound like a proposal?" Just like, oh my God, Yoonmin.
I know.
I never realized how heavy Yoonmin was in this episode.
Dude, when I was like really, really into Yoonmin, I remember watching this episode when it like came out new. And this killed me. Like,
yeah,
that's like a big moment.
Yeah. So then Jimin throws next and it lands right in front of Jungkook. So they end up, Jimin ends up dressing Jungkook. And then Jungkook throws, and it lands between Yoongi and Hoseok, so then he has to throw it again with just them two standing there. Mm-hmm. And the crew decides that Yoongi ends up being dressed by Jungkook. So then Jin throws, and he shouts, "J-Hope!" Because J-Hope this entire time has been bitching about Jin's outfit. Like, right from the start, he was like, "This outfit's terrible. I hope I don't have to wear it." So he shouts J-Hope, and the rose, it doesn't just land next to J-Hope. It straight up hits him in the face, which is just so funny. So then J-Hope throws next, and when he throws his, it lands right in front of Jin, which is just too funny that both of them had to dress each other.
Yeah, it's so ironic.
Yeah. So that means that Taeyong and Namjoon are dressing each other. So they all go and get dressed, and they come back in these long black robes, and it's covering their outfits. So it's just very highly anticipated. Like, they don't know what each other looks like in these outfits yet. And also, this robe is really, really long, and they all look so cute because they're just, like, waddling around. But one by one, they go up onto this small platform and they model their outfits. They, like, take off. It's real dramatic. They take off this black robe and they turn around and they reveal themselves. So Jimin goes first and he's wearing Yoongi's outfit. And damn, it looks really good.
Yes. I mean, of course it does.
Yeah. But it's a black t-shirt with it has like shiny blue writing on it. And it's tucked into skinny black slacks, shiny black dress shoes, and a black suit jacket and black belt with, like, silver rings on it, I guess.
Damn.
And the best part of this whole thing, though, is Yoongi's reaction to this. I mean, I did not know how heavily Yoonmin was in this episode.
Yeah, Yoonmin is like, fucking...
Yoonmin is present. But Yoongi, he waddles his way over to Jimin, and he compliments the crap out of him, saying that it's just the right fit and to please turn around.
I know. I remember being like, he's complimenting his ass. Like,
probably.
maybe,
he does look
like,
really good.
He looks fucking good in this outfit.
Yeah.
I will say, Jimin looks very expensive. Like, his shirt is Saint Laurent. So,
oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it says on it.
Part of me was like, maybe I shouldn't do this episode because I know nothing about fashion or designers or name brands.
Well, that's what it, I just like pulled up a picture and that's what the, I think that's what the blue on the shirt says.
Okay.
But yeah, no, he looks fucking good. That's a great outfit from Yoongi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then Jungkook goes next. And he's wearing Jimin's small frame outfit, which is the light pink striped dress shirt that is paired with black pants and black shoes. And to me, this is a Taehyung moment because everyone says it looks super awkward on him. But Taehyung is staring at Jungkook with his mouth gaping. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't say anything. He just looks mesmerized while he's watching him just model this outfit.
He looks really good amazing. In it.
He does look good. I mean, he looks young and sweet.
It's not
which
like
is just not,
it's not his style.
It's just not his style.
It's not like it's not like sexy.
No, it's not badass.
But, no, but he, you know, in the episode, he does have like a sexy. Doesn't he have like a moment where he tries to be sexy?
Mm-hmm. He, I mean, like, well, he Namjoon tells him to run his, like, hands through his hair because Jimin always mm-hmm. runs his hand through his hair. I think that's what he does. And he still looks hot, of course. Mm. And, of course, Jimin's, like, totally getting a kick out of this.
Because it's just so not Jungkook at
it's
all.
It's so not him. He's wearing pink. Okay, so Yoongi goes next, and he's wearing Jungkook's tree-printed ensemble. But let me tell
you. Yes, I love this.
This outfit. Everyone immediately starts laughing because it's just really out there for Yoongi. But I think, and I think the majority of ARMYs think, that he looks so fucking good. Like, he's got this black mm-hmm. sweatshirt that is tucked into these pants and then a black belt, black combat boots and sunglasses and a gray beanie paired with this, like, green tree-printed ensemble. Like, he looks super retro but really hot.
No, but I love this outfit. Like, I hope that he thinks he looks good.
Oh, he does. I'm pretty sure because he does.
He fucking...
Because when he models that, he doesn't seem insecure or, like, pouty about it. He's working mm-mm. it. I think he's into it. He even zips up the jacket all the way and stands there. And I think someone ends up saying that he looks like a movie star. And he looks like a fucking movie star.
Damn, he does.
Stunning.
Like, he's... When he zips up the jacket all the way, he's, like, calling everyone mm-hmm. to attention.
Yeah.
Damn.
So Namjoon goes next, and he's wearing Tae's outfit, which is Jin's jacket. And then, and so that jacket, just so you know, the collar part is the part that's showing that paisley, that pink paisley. So it's not just, like, a small little mm-hmm. collar. Like, it's a pretty wide collar. And it just really pops off the black of the jacket. But he's also wearing a black beret, which originally was like tan, but I guess he ended up changing his mind and switched it. But it's paired with loose black pants and, of course, slides. So it's very much Taehyung. And Jimin says that Namjoon looks like an artist or a painter, which I think when you look at pictures of him... Or when you watch this episode, he does look a lot like a painter. And he takes off that jacket. And that black sweater is so tight on him. And the turtle, something about the turtleneck, he just looks very sexy to me without the jacket.
Yeah, I'm not into the jacket.
I mean, I like the jacket. But, like, without the jacket, for Namjoon specifically, seeing him in tight clothing yeah. like that was, it just, mm-hmm. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay. Taehyung ends up going next, and he reveals Namjoon's outfit. I know. So Tae is wearing, he's wearing this massive sweater. And honestly, I feel like if anyone could pull off any style, it's Taehyung. But he does not pull this off, at least in my opinion.
I honestly cannot believe that you say that because I think he totally pulls this off. Like, specifically
really?
The big white sweater. And honestly, because he's wearing those cereal color glasses and, like, as bad as the blue checkered shirt is with the sweater, like, the hat matches the shirt. And okay. I like the sweater. I don't know why I like the sweater on him. He's really? So bulky.
I feel like I need to pull up a picture. But anyways,
he's wearing that massive... The bottom half doesn't make sense. The top half is good.
Okay. Well, he's wearing that massive sweater that has, like, the blue printing on it. He's got cargo black pants on. Cargo pants.
Yeah.
That already is just, like, no. Those are bad. Those are
so bad.
Yeah. And he's got the jean patched Ivy cap on. And then he also has his serial killer glasses, which I'm a fan, and then brown work boots.
Like, listen, the cargo pants, we can both agree, bad. Yeah. The boots, they're like work boots. They're not like Timberlands. They're work boots. Not good. Right? Not good. That's the bad part. Like, the top is not that bad.
What do you think about the hat?
I like the hat because Taeyong can pull off whatever hat. It's fucking Taeyong. Like, I feel like the top part would look weird without the hat. Like, imagine it without it. It would be weird. I don't know. Because it matches the blue shirt.
You know what? I like that you're optimistic about it and you think that he looks hot still. I do. Mean, I still think he looks hot, but the sweater is a bit much. Anyways, when he comes out and he reveals his outfit, everyone immediately starts telling him to flex because his arms just look so huge in this bulky-ass sweater. So he ends up, the rest of the episode, he keeps acting like a muscle model. I don't know what you call it. What do you call those people? The people who, like, compete. They get, like, super buff and they just show off their muscles.
Oh, like a competitive, bodybuilder?
Yeah, bodybuilder. There you go. That's what I was looking for. That's what he ends up acting like for the rest of the episode because it's just the sweater is so massive. Anyways. Then Jin goes and he is sporting Hoseok style, which, oh my God, this is my favorite one. This is my favorite one. Why does Jin look so damn good in Hoseok style? Like, it's just
crazy good.
It's so hot. It's threatening.
Also, like, this is a really great outfit that he put together. But Jin really pulls it off.
Yeah, he does, for sure. But in this outfit, he's wearing a black bucket hat. And he doesn't just wear it normally. He makes it so that it covers his entire face. And all you can see are his beautiful, puffy, fat lips. And I'm like, yes. Like, I think that might be the hottest part of the outfit to me, is that he's got this bucket hat covering pretty much his whole face.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, like, so, it's so, like, mysterious and, like, seductive in some way. You know what I'm saying? Like, and his lips are just, like, so glossy. Like, literally popping. Like,
glossy and plump. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
But he's wearing Jimin's white t-shirt that has, I think, kind of, like, yellow printing on it. I'm not sure what's on the shirt. So then he has that shirt tucked into light jeans, which were Namjoon's jeans, and then the pouch, of course, that J-Hope was wearing that he really wanted to have as an accessory for this outfit. And then massive tennis shoes, which I think these shoes have a specific name. Hoseok loves to wear these shoes.
Are they maybe the Balenciaga shoes, or are they just, like, ones that look like that? Like, because that's what they look like to me, and I know J-Hope is, like, known kind of for wearing Balenciaga tennis shoes.
Yeah.
And those shoes, like, really match with the pouch. You know what I'm saying?
They match the pouch, yeah.
And there's a gray stripe on the pouch that's, like, the exact same hue of gray that's on his, like, jacket. So it's just...
Yeah.
It's... And the black belt with the black hat, like, it's really good. Yeah. And Jin looks fucking amazing.
Yeah. He's got that slim gray jacket on, which kind of looks like a dress shirt, but I think it is a jacket because it looks like it's got kind of a longer collar. But yeah. So last, but certainly not least, is Hoseok, and he is wearing Jin's Pretty in Pink ensemble. Hoseok starts off saying that he's more nervous for this reveal than he was for the Billboard event, which I found too funny. But Jin is so excited for him to reveal this outfit that he actually assists J-Hope getting his black robe off and helps him reveal this long nude pink coat that is over a bright pink baby pink jacket that is also over a hot pink dress shirt. There's a light pink sweater that's tied around his waist, and then he has cotton-like blue shorts on, but they're, like, dressed over loose black sweats that also kind of look like gauchos. It's just like, okay, the fact that he put shorts over the black pants, I don't know. Yeah. I think he said that some members don't like wearing shorts, like they don't like their legs in shorts. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, he made J-Hope wear both of them. But he's also wearing high-rise baby pink socks and pink tennis shoes. And on top of it all, he's wearing pink aviator sunglasses. Very pink.
Very pink. And his hair is like reddish. Red at this point. So it matches. You know, nobody wanted this outfit.
Yeah. But honestly, J-Hope looks so good.
He does.
I was amazed. And I think everyone was kind of amazed with how well he was able to pull this outfit off.
When I watched this episode, I was like, yo, if anyone could actually pull this outfit off, it's J-Hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and he does. And I don't think Jin was going for anything here other than, like, I just want to make an obnoxious outfit. But yeah. It very much reminds me of, like, Tokyo street fashion. Because
it does, with the layering.
Like, it's in, yeah, with all the layering and, like, the messing with, like, different fabrics and, like, prints or whatever. Like, very much reminiscent of that for me. So I don't mm-hmm. know, but it's cool. Like, it's cool on J-Hope for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then he takes off that pink coat and he just looks even better. Goddamn.
Yeah. He just struts.
Anyways, so then they go and do a formal fashion show down this red carpet, and it's super cute because they turn on this rave music and they turn off all the lights and they have party lights lighting up the room. It just looks super fun and goofy, and they're all just having a really fun time. And I think that's why I enjoyed this episode so much, is because it was an ARMY suggested episode, but you could tell that they genuinely were having fun. Like, I think they mm-hmm. were excited to dress each other and see each other in each other's clothes. I think I'm sure that they like borrow clothes from each other. But this was totally different. Like, they got to put an entire outfit together, something that they would wear, and then for the other members to try their style was just, I think, really fun for them to do, which I feel like would be really yeah. fun to just do with your friends. Like, if I were to dress you in my clothes or whatever, I think that would just be a fun time.
Dude, what if we, like, bought outfits for each other? That would be so fun. Like,
yeah, right?
Yeah. And I feel like they, not only did they have fun doing it, but they were, like, thoughtful in doing it. Like, they took it kind of seriously, some of them. I mean, obviously, right?
Not Jen.
But
maybe
the rest,
he did. I mean, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure he would not wear that outfit.
But he still had, like, he knew that ARMY would like it.
Yeah. And those were all of his clothes.
Yeah.
Like, so, he owned all of that.
Yeah. So he would wear all of that. So.
Yeah.
Potentially. I love it. Thank you for sharing it.
Yeah, I love this episode. I think it's one of the best.
For sure. So I guess, should I talk about mine now?
Yeah.
I went with episode 42, which is called Sports Challenge. I particularly remember this episode anytime I think about some of my favorite run episodes because of how fun it was, how supportive they were in all the situations, and because of their fucking outfits.
Yeah, the outfits.
So the basic premise of this episode is that they have to master three sports zones, and the loser who has the lowest points at the end of all three sports zones will have to wear a water hat, which, if you've ever, like, played the wet head game, it's basically, like, water balloon roulette, but the water balloon sits in a hat, and the balloon bursts at random whenever sticks are pulled out of the hat. Seems like a very weird concept to me, but it's, like, a game here also.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I don't understand the stick thing, but so the setting is an obstacle course training gym. So As far as what they're wearing, it matches like the gym area. So Namjoon is wearing this royal blue tracksuit with stripes down the side of like white, red, yellow. And then he's wearing black Pumas with like the white Puma logo on the side.
Mm-hmm. I love the royal blue.
It looks really good on him. Jin is wearing this purple velvet tracksuit. And he was kind of getting shit just like that he was wearing a purple velvet tracksuit to like this.
Oh, but he looks so hot.
He did.
The purple velvet. He only Jin could, I feel like.
Only he could. He was like, I'm chilling. Mm-hmm. He was wearing a black headband also, which like, I mean, headband. Black headband.
Headband. Foreheads.
It had a... Yes. It had a thin blue stripe in the middle, which, like, drew attention to the headband. And then he was wearing these big, like, chunky white tennis shoes. Yoongi was wearing this millennial pink colored sweatshirt. And on the sweatshirt, there was a few large, randomly placed white and gray squares. And he was wearing... This seemed like... dark, like really dark gray, some kind of like sweatpant, not a jogger because they weren't tight at the ankles, but like not really loose either. I don't know. And they had like a really thick black wide stripe down the side. And he was also wearing a thick white headband with a red stripe. And this is when he had like the platinum blonde hair. So it looked
the
so good.
The platinum blonde hair, yeah. This is when the blue faded out of his hair during DNA, wasn't it?
Yep. And he was also wearing just like black shoes.
Yeah. I was surprised to see him in pink, but he looked, of course, amazing as ever.
I know. I did not... Like, his outfit is not, like, one that I think about in this episode that much. So when I watched it again, I was like, huh, he is wearing, like, a pink sweatshirt. Like, we just don't see him in pink.
Yeah, it suits him, honestly.
Yeah, it looked really good. So Hobie was wearing, I love his outfit. He was wearing an army print hoodie with black joggers. And the joggers had like a thin white stripe down the side. And he was also wearing tan Pumas. And the tan matched the tan color on his hoodie. And it just looked really fucking good.
Mm-hmm. The army print hoodie, though.
Mm-hmm.
With his hair. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, with his like maroon hair. So Jimin was wearing a red tracksuit. Hello. It's like, this is why I remember the episode so much, because he looks so fucking good in this red tracksuit.
He stands out.
He really does. It's the same style and brand as Namjoon's tracksuit.
of course. Matching.
The lines down the sides of his are white, black, and yellow, and he is wearing white Pumas. So... Taeyang is the only one who, like, really breaks the pattern. Like, everybody has, like, a matching top and bottom. I guess, like, Yoongi has, like, a sweatshirt and, like, sweatpants. But, like, Taeyang, he has a quarter zip on. Like, he's the only one with a zip, like, a quarter zip sweatshirt. And, like, completely different color. He's wearing, like, these, of course, his loose black pants.
Mm-hmm. For his dick.
And the sweatshirt looks really, like, comfy and big. And he just looks, like, really big in this episode, which is, like,
he is big, amazing. Though. He really is.
He is big. His, like, head and his neck, like, I don't know.
His neck.
Anyways.
His head.
Anyways, we gotta stop.
His head.
He. Stop.
Okay.
He was wearing a black headband, and it had like three or four white stripes on it. It was amazing, of course, because Taeyang in a headband, especially a black headband. And then Jungkook was wearing a black tracksuit that was just like Jimin and Namjoon's, also black Pumas. And his jacket, although all of the others had their jacket zipped up, like, to their throat or, like, collarbone, his jacket was unzipped past his chest, which was nice.
Yeah.
So the episode starts with BTS stretching, they're warming up, and they're bragging about how athletic they are. In fact, Taeyong says, "I've rode bikes for 17 years. And Jimin is like, oh, and Namjoon, he goes, "Yeah, we have all ridden bikes for like longer than
that."
Yeah,
he's like, "So have I." Like, that's a really, that's a pointless comment that you just made because we've all been riding a bike just as long.
Yep. And then Jimin is like, "Well, this day is basically for Jungkook anyways, like, isn't it?" The first game is called Screen Bicycle, and the players have to ride stationary bikes racing 8 kilometers, which is basically a half mile. And while they're riding, they have to be counting money. They only get points for the game if they count their money correctly, and they're not allowed to stop pedaling the entire time.
Yeah, it honestly looks really difficult.
Yeah. So the first members to play are Yoongi, Jin, and Jungkook. So they start pedaling and counting their money, and the other members are watching, and they make it their business to distract them by yelling out random numbers. So Jin and Yoongi are counting out loud, sitting up on their bikes, like not holding onto the handlebars, while Jungkook is counting quietly, almost silently to himself, and he's like leaning forward on the handles to count. But then suddenly Jin just like fucking takes off. Like he yeah. starts pedaling like a madman. All this time, the other members have been like yelling out random numbers and like just trying to distract them. But they're standing behind this fence. So they're just yelling things, and Jin is taking off, and things start getting really exciting. And then Yoongi starts to take off and pedal for the finish. And Jungkook, he's still counting his money, like, and it doesn't even matter at this point because, like, Jin reached the finish line, he got there first. And then, like, a minute ish later, Yoongi finished, and then Jungkook finished last. And also, only Jin got his number of won correct that he counted, and Yoongi and Jungkook were both wrong, so only Jin got points for that.
And which is super impressive, because yeah. Jin was the first one to finish counting, and he was the only one who was right, but the members who took a longer time to count ended up not getting it right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I thought it was hot. I was like, God damn, that's sexy.
It was...
I'm whipped for him.
You're right. So the next round was Namjoon, Hobie, Jimin, and Taeyong. So this time, the other members actually ended up jumping over the dividing fence and getting in their faces and talking, like, directly into their ears to bother them. So Yoongi, before he had jumped over, he noticed that Jimin started to count really early on into the race, like immediately, and he stated out loud, he was like, "Oh, he's already counting," he had, like, as if somebody needs to go distract him, like it was his game plan. And so he decides to walk over to Jimin and distract him, and he does it, like he walks up like he's gonna, like he's intimidating.
Oh yeah. More Yoonmin,
really,
man.
He really... Yeah, more fucking... The Yoonmin is really strong. Actually, both of our episodes are, like, during DNA, yeah. right? Like, DNA era.
And they did a lot of run era, episodes during DNA era.
A lot. And yeah. this era was really, really... Like, there was a lot of Yoonmin that happened. That's why it was so easy to ship them. Like, now I feel like you don't get as much. But
yeah, Yoonmin's it's been kind of dry lately, but at the concerts, there's been some stuff happening with them.
There was a little bit, yeah. And there's been some stuff happening at, like, we've seen on Twitter. But yeah, anyways, we see Jungkook walking over to J-Hope, and he's so cute. He's like, "Oh, Hobie, 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 Hobie." And he, like, walks over, and he's, like, just being really adorable. He's, "What are you counting? 5,000, 6,000? And he, like, counts up to, like, 8,000 or 9,000. And he's just being so cute, like cutely distracting, that they just both start laughing.
Aww.
But meanwhile, two bikes down, Jin is nagging Taeyong, like yelling at him and pointing at him and just like annoying him and telling him that not to be counting and like being like, you're not allowed to do that. So for some reason, Namjoon is left undistracted. So he finishes first, and then he's followed by Jimin, and then Taeyang, and then Hobi, who hates exercise, finished last.
Yeah.
He was kind of, like, complaining the whole time.
Didn't he, like, drop his money? Yeah, he, like, dropped his money. Yeah, he was like, oh, no.
So Namjoon and Jimin both counted the correct number of won, but Taeyong and J-Hope were both wrong, even though they like were third and fourth place. So by the end of the first game, Namjoon was in first place, Jimin was in second place, and Jin was in third. The second game was called Rope Course Game. So for this one, all of the members are wearing climbing helmets and harnesses, and they have to individually navigate a ropes course with 7 rope-centric obstacles. They will be ranked in place after they all complete the obstacle course. So the 7 obstacles are a zigzag bridge, which is basically if you put planks, like 2x4s, in the shape of a zigzag, and then like kind of connected them in the corners so that way they could act as some form of bridge, and then suspended them from ropes. That's what it looked like. It was like kind of rocky. Then there was also the rocking bridge that was like big pieces of wood, like a stump on ropes hanging there that you had to like go from one to the next. There was a climbing wall and a net bridge, which is like a cargo net that they have to like walk through. It's in the shape of like a V and they have to go inside of it. And then a board bridge, which is just like the other rope suspension bridges I already talked about, except it's like big boards that they have to step on. And then there's a basket where they have to like pull the basket over to their side and step in it and then push off and push themselves across like this like 10, 15 foot space to the other side.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, it's really fun. They have fun with it.
Yeah.
And then after the basket is the last thing. It's called the free fall, and it's really just like it's a jump, but they have their harness and cord on still, but they're like jumping down to the target on the ground, which is where all the members are waiting and watching. So Jungkook is the first one to go, and he looks damn good in the harness, let me just say. He looks like an athlete, and
he is an athlete.
He's talking he's talking to his members on the ground as he's like going up, and he observes that the obstacles are rockier than they seem from below. So regardless of that, he made it look so easy. Like, Bethany, have you ever been on a ropes course before?
Yeah, I have, and it's not easy at all. Like, at all.
No.
You have to have a lot of good upper body strength and good balance, because mm-hmm. you lose balance so easily because it is so shaky and so rocky. So you're, like, you have to hold onto those ropes so hard so you don't fall. So seeing them do this as quick as they do is super impressive.
It's each rope bridge like seemed like a piece of cake to Jungkook. And not only, I mean, of course, but not only that, like he killed the rock wall. And when he gets the free fall obstacle at the end, he asks if there's like artistic points for how he jumps.
Mm-hmm.
And Yoongi is like, no, there's no artistic points. Like, he's like, that's not in the rules. So for all 7 fucking obstacles, it only took Jungkook 2 minutes and 3 seconds.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's hard because we haven't seen the other members yet, so it's hard to put that in perspective. But when you see how the other members do, you're like, holy crap, he did that in 2 minutes and 3 seconds? Wow.
Yeah. So 2 minutes, 3 seconds is crazy fast. But Min Suga is next.
Min Suga!
I say it like that because at the right before he, when he starts walking up, J-Hope starts like announcing him. He's like, and the second player is, and then he goes, Min Suga! And like all the other players kind of like echo behind him. It's really cute.
Adorable.
It's adorable. But Yoongi is scared. So for the rope bridges, he's very shaky, and it doesn't help that they like sway a lot. So it took him over 2 minutes just to complete the first two obstacles.
Wow. And baby.
Yeah, it was like sad. But by the time he got to the rock wall, Jimin's like really supportive this whole time. But during this part, he's standing up and he literally says, come on, move. Like,
come on, move.
Like they're all like giving him like, can't you move a little faster?
Yeah.
Like they just seem like it seems like he's going just like painfully slow almost.
Yeah, slow
pace. So at least, you know, they just experienced Jungkook, the speed of Jungkook. So they're like, yeah. How are you going so slow? So he finally made it. And when he did the free fall, he like screamed or like kind of like made a weird noise. And at the bottom, he made this kind of like shy smile about it. Like it was I think he had a good time. Like after he sat down, he was like smiling and laughing. But I think like during it, like it's not his thing. And yeah. I can understand that. Like I would hate like shaky, unstable things like that. So
yeah.
Anyways.
No, it's definitely difficult. So I don't blame him for being like, okay, I'm glad it's over. Like, it's awful.
So it took him 5 minutes and 4 seconds to complete it. And
which is still not really that bad.
No. But Jin was like, you didn't seem like you wanted to go fast. So Jin said this to him, right? Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind when Jin goes.
Yoongi said it was hard to go fast, and then he chanted, safety, safety, which was like...
Safety, safety.
It just, like, becomes, like, a thing. So next was Jimin, and when he's walking up to start the obstacle course, it's, like, a shot of him from in front, and he looks just like he is strutting in that fucking red tracksuit. It looks so fucking good. So when Jimin gets up there first, he gives a tip to everyone for like the first obstacles for the rope bridges. He says, place your foot first and then next grab the rope with your hand. So like he's like already being timed, already competing, and he's thinking about giving advice to his other members. Like, the care of this person is amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then Yoongi keeps chanting safety, which is, like, really cute and supportive.
Mm-hmm.
So he made it through fairly quickly. But he was having fun for sure. And for the bucket, he like pointed his leg out like a figure skater. And of course, during this time, Yoongi chimed in to say that there's no artistic points. But doesn't matter. He did it anyways, and he looked amazing. And for the free fall, they said that it looked like he was in a Power Rangers stance. As he like came down, which was just very cool. And he was very happy and satisfied with his time, which was 2:28. So he didn't beat Jungkook, but he came really close.
He did well. Mm-hmm.
For sure. So the next to compete is J-Hope. And ooh, y'all, he did not look happy to do this.
No, like, he didn't.
He's slower than Yoongi. And he's telling himself out loud to calm down the whole time. And the other members are just, like, telling him to be safe.
Like, yeah, he's just a nervous wreck.
He is. He just keeps saying, wow, guys, wow, wow. Like, it's so, like, it's really not his thing. Basically, they all say, they're all just like, come home safely. You're important to us, which is really cute. And Namjoon, like, white lied to him and was like, oh, you're doing great. You're only 3 minutes in. You're faster than Yoongi, because he, like, felt bad. Aww. Like, he wanted to encourage him through it.
More than 3 minutes in.
Yeah. So for the free fall, this part was really hard for him. He closed both of his eyes and he held on with both of his hands. And when his feet touched the ground, he immediately just like laid down, like flopped on his back with his limbs out.
he just surrendered.
he really, it's really a surrender pose. He's just like, I'm fucking done. Like he's dead. He's like, I cannot believe that I just fucking did that. He's contemplating life. Yeah. And his time was 5:37.
No.
So
he tried. He made it though.
He did. So Taeyang was next, and this is like the first time in the episode when I noticed the song that they play for the members when they're competing.
Yes! Because
for Taeyang, they play "Even If I Die, It's You," the theme song of Harang, while he's walking up and through the entire time that he's competing.
It's so perfect for him. This song, it is kind of an epic, inspiring song. So I just loved that they played it.
So Taeyang grunts with every single step he takes, and it's really funny. Like he's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. But Jungkook is like, oh, he's so fast. Like Taeyang's performance here is truly surprising. He is really fast. Even Namjoon is like surprised and like speaking words of admiration. And Jungkook starts to like smile and laugh and he's like clapping for him.
Yeah, but he's so serious. Like Taeyang is taking this so seriously. He's trying to go as fast as he can. Like he is motivated.
Yeah, Taeyang is not paying attention to Jungkook or what anybody is saying. He's so serious the entire time, but he also looks so cute and handsome while wearing this helmet. And the other members are just captivated completely by how well Taeyang is doing.
Captivated.
And he smiles when he's crossing the second to last obstacle, which was the board bridge, which is like he was having fun. And Jungkook says,
he knew he was doing well.
Yeah. And Jungkook says he like is sitting down and he's just looking up and he's saying, we're looking forward to your record.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
He had a special request for when Taeyang jumps off the free fall, and he said, please yell out, I love you, Yantan. Which is like, no. Like, he knew that Yantan is like the one thing that's like gonna make him like happy in this moment, because he knows like that jumping strength. Off is gonna be so hard for him.
Yeah.
So Taeyang managed to yell out 10 as he went off the free fall, and he had like this big smile on his face, and he was able to finish in 3 minutes and 10 seconds, which is really fucking good.
That's really good.
Yeah. So Jin walking up, they're playing this confident, powerful music, like band instruments, horns, brass, some drums. Jin is like strutting to the top and he says his power is ready. And
such a Jin thing to say.
I know. He reaches for the first obstacle at a snail's fucking pace. Like he moves his feet so slowly, he is instantly scared and nervous, and he just keeps saying, oh, 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 and he's like instantly regretting all the shit he talked, and he probably also regretting not wearing an actual more athletic tracksuit, I don't know, but he put his leg out during the bucket obstacle, also like Jimin did, like a figure skater, which one, he was just like stealing what Jimin did. And two, Yoongi, of course, he's like, there's no artistic points. Like, God damn it. Why are they putting flair on it? It doesn't get you anything. But he finally made it to the free fall. And like, he was so scared to do this too. Like, I feel like more scared than J-Hope, and he grabbed on to the rope just like J-Hope had, And when he jumps down, he screeches like a pterodactyl. And I say that because that's what the editors and producers put into the run episode. They were like, sounds like a pterodactyl. So Jin took 8 minutes and 3 seconds to get through this obstacle course.
8 minutes. That's Hosok
over
took
a minute per obstacle.
Yeah, that's too long.
So lastly, Namjoon, he is very focused and calm throughout, but he's having a really good time. And when he gets to the rock wall, he calls out, do I really have to do this? And Jimin is like being really supportive this whole time, and they can't hear each other. Like, the rock wall is really far away from where the members are sitting. But when Namjoon is asking if he has to really do this, Jimin is saying, doesn't he look like a pro? And he's also saying his proportions are great. He has great proportions. And he just keeps talking about his body and like how he just, he looks like a cyclist and
like complimenting him, like compliment after compliment.
Yeah. While he's on the rock wall, while he can't hear him.
Yeah.
At one point, Namjoon's harness gets stuck where it attaches to the safety cord above, and he just starts like fucking yanking on it, like in a downward motion. Jin is like yelling at him, like, be careful, your life depends on that.
Yeah, really, though.
So he finally gets it figured out. I don't know if they had to like come help him, but he gets on the bucket and he also pushes off and puts his leg back like a figure skater. So again, Yoongi is like, no artistic points. Like,
yeah.
And I love this. Namjoon gets free fall advice from Taekook. So it starts with Taeyong saying, spread your
legs.
That's
just bad. That's just bad if you're getting advice from Taekook. Like, they're going to make you do something stupid.
It's amazing. Taeyong says, spread your legs. And Jungkook says, be free. And Tae adds, like a swan. Which is just only from Taekook.
Yeah.
So taking
and Namjoon looks ridiculous when he comes down, and this he listens to them. He does this pose.
Well, he's like, he's really taking their request into consideration, and he spreads his legs all the way out like a spread eagle, and he like went all the way down into the ground, like basically just sat on it and then rolled out of it. And he was like, is that what you wanted? Is that what you were thinking? Like, after he does this ridiculous like pose and roll, and then he's like that, like, it's just so funny.
Perfect.
So his time was 4:16.
Yeah, so, which is good.
Yeah, which is pretty good. So after this, they were awarded points, 7 points down to 1 point. So Jungkook got 7 points, then Jimin, then Taeyong, Namjoon, Yoongi, J-Hope, and lastly, Jin, in the order of like time that they finished. So the last thing was the sandbag game. So for this game, they had to climb up like, it looked pretty high, like 25, 30 feet, I don't know. They're still on the harness. They actually have a bigger harness, and they are wearing helmets. But they have to jump off a ledge and grab onto a suspended sandbag. It's like a really long, more slender punching bag. And when they do this, they have to, after like holding onto it, grabbing onto it, they have to yell out a phrase, and they drew phrases at random. So they get 3 points for jumping, holding on, and yelling out their phrase before sliding off. They get 1 point for like grabbing on but not saying their comment or like touching it. And then they get no points for not touching it at all or yelling their comment. So RM goes first, Namjoon goes first, and he's just commenting about how it's so high, and like everybody else is like, that looks so scary. He jumped with his arms and legs out, like ready to catch the sandbag. And they said that he like looked like a frog, like it was a frog jump. But he made it. He caught it, and he also yelled back his comment, which was, I want to go back. And also, I'm just like, hearing all of these comments like now, I wonder if they're like hinting to like the next era or like other intros. Like, it seems like, you know, like they don't just seem, I don't feel like they would just do random stuff.
Random stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So next, so Namjoon got 3 points for that. Next was Jungkook, and he jumped and squeezed the sandbag so tight, and you could tell how soft it is, and they added in, like, a comment that said that it looked like soft tofu, which I just love that mental image. But then he dropped down, he just let go, and he completely forgot to say his comment. His comment was supposed to be, am I shaking? But he didn't say it at all. And he didn't even remember that he was supposed to say it until he had already dropped off. And he was already, like, down on the ground. And everybody is laughing. But he himself cannot believe that he failed. He's just, like, looking around like, how did I forget? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So he only got 1 point for that one. So Jin was next. And he barely snagged the bottom of it and held on. And while he jumped, his chorus in Butterfly starts playing. And as he's holding on to it, he yells out, did you have to take everything away before slipping off? But I think maybe he started slipping off about, like, towards the end of his phrase, because he was only holding on with, like, his hands.
Yeah, he didn't get his legs around it.
Yeah, so they only gave him 1 point for that for some reason. Maybe because he didn't get his phrase out completely. I don't know. So Jimin has, like, no fear. I mean, he is kind of scared, but he yells it out. Like, he keeps going, ah! But he's ready to do this for ARMY, and he seems like he's, like, having fun. So he makes a really big jump, and he grabs on with both arms and legs, and then he yells, I'll wait for you in the future.
He does a perfect job. So it's, like, pristine. He does.
I don't know why, but he got 5 points for this. I don't know where the 5 points came from, where the extra two came from. Maybe, like, he got bonus points for, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he got 5 points for this.
Yeah. Probably because it was done so beautifully.
Maybe. So J-Hope was next, and he's scared. And he had to pause and, like, do, like, an inner peace thing. So J-Hope barely makes it onto the bottom of the sandbag. And he's yelling his comment, but he slips off at the same time. He falls off before he can say a mojito in Maldives or Maldives. I don't know what it is, but he only got 1 point for it. So Taeyang was next, and he was so nervous. He kind of, like, stands at the top like Bethany. Oh, he was so cute and, like,
he's
you just wanted
baby boy in this.
You just wanted to, like, climb up and get him and bring him back down.
Yeah, you want, like, to pinch his cheeks.
Okay. He wanted to jump. Like, he really did, but it was like his body was not letting him. Uh-huh. And Jimin is, like, down at the bottom, like, telling him to yell out his fear. So he just starts, like, being like, but he's not moving. Yeah. And he's just, oh, he's so cute. His body just won't move. And people, like, everybody is, like, giggling. They're saying that he's adorable. Somebody, I don't know who, is, they say it off camera and they don't say who says it, but they say, just come back down. And it's just, like, really taking him a lot to make this jump. And he jumped. He, like, jumps with his arms just, like, straight out, like Superman. But he didn't yell his comment, and he didn't grab onto the sandbag. Aww. He got his hands on it, but, like, quickly slid off. Aww. It was just, like, almost looked, if there was, like, water underneath, like a pool, it would have looked like a belly flop.
Yeah.
It was just like, baby.
Yeah.
So he got 0 points.
Aw, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
He was cute.
He was. So Yoongi, he was last to go for this. And he was really scared because it was so high. And when he jumped, he barely made it onto the sandbag. And he caught it just with his arms, not his legs. But he was able to hold on and yell out his comment, do you like me? So he got 3 points for that one. So at the end, they're all kind of standing around and they're reflecting on the competition. And they ask, what is fear? Which I'm like, okay, is that really, that has to be pointing to like the next era.
Probably, yeah.
And so then Jin, he says that today he's discovered his athletic side. And Namjoon says it was a fun experience. And then they give us the final results. So the winner was Jimin, and he won with 17 points. And Namjoon got second place with 14 points. And surprisingly, Jin got third place with 9 points, which I guess makes sense. It was that first
competition.
Yeah, the first competition, really, the fact that none of the other ones guessed their money right really made it hard for them. They were all behind. Jungkook got fourth place with 8 points, Yoongi with 6, Taeyong with 5, and then last place was Hobie with 3 points.
Aw, Hobie.
I know. So Hobie had to do the penalty, so he was wearing the water hat. The members start taking turns pulling the sticks out of the hat, and with each one that they pull out, they're all, like, more surprised that the water balloon hasn't popped yet. So while Namjoon starts to think it's defective, and he's, like, talking to himself, like, is this defective? J-Hope is, like, dancing. He's celebrating. He thinks that he's super lucky. He's, like, dancing around the whole kind of group. And he's being, like, so cocky. And then all of a sudden, Namjoon, in the middle of his thoughts about is this defective, he just walks up and pulls the last two sticks out at the same time. And what's so funny about this is he goes up and he kind of puts his hands on J-Hope's shoulders to, like, steady him and stop him first. And then he just goes up and, like, pops him out. It's just so funny. And, of course, like, instantly the water balloon popped and water started pouring all over J-Hope's head. All the members, they, like, a few of them put the sticks back and they all just, like, walk out of the camera frame and just leave J-Hope fucking standing there.
Yeah.
So, like, besides how fun and funny this episode is, like, and how great their outfits are, what makes this episode so great and, like, memorable to me is their reactions the whole time and, like, their comments. And, like, it's funny, but it's also supportive. It has cute moments. It has sexy moments. It's very entertaining. And it's just fun to, like, watch BTS have fun with each other in this way. So definitely one of my all-time faves.
Oh, no, it's definitely a very fun episode. Just seeing them compete against each other, but also being so supportive of one another. It's just one of the best.
Right. So if you like this episode and if you've liked any of our other episodes, thanks for being here with us. You can let us know how much you like it if you leave a rating and a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever it is. And of course, we'd love to hear from you. And if you also want to support us, there's ways of doing that. You can contact us on Gmail, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Links for all of that are in the description, as well as places where you can support us, like our PayPal and our Patreon. Links for those are in the description as well.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.